Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Did you know that you are what you think about all day long? You've heard me say time and time again that your life is a blank canvas. You are the creator, the designer of your life. It's not even debatable. And yet, we're under the influence of our reference group. Let me explain reference group. Those are the people that we deal with all day long. Spouse, significant other, children, employer, teachers. And it's very difficult for young people today and even for adults to understand that they don't have to be at the effect of other people's thoughts and beliefs. It belongs to them, not you. And get your pen and pad out right now and write down. We teach people how to treat us. Had a conversation yesterday. Dear, dear person. And she said to me, you know, Kathy, this has really been bothering me. And I said, what's going on? And she said, my employer seems to think that I need to fetch and carry for him. He lives out of the area and thought nothing of asking me, telling me to take documents to his home and put them in the mailbox, and I want it done right now. And I said, okay. I said, what's bothering? She said, the manner. Not even a please. Would you? I would appreciate it. I know that it's going to take you out of your way. But thank you. He didn't even say that. So I listened to her vent and get over it. And she had to do it on, it was either her time or company time. I don't know how she did it. That's not the point. This is 2014. I really thought that by this time that the whole world, the universe, would be kinder to each other and realize that other people matter. So many people have embraced the mantra, the only one that matters is me, myself, and I. So I let her finish, and I said, will he call to see if you completed the task? And she said, well, I said, look, no matter what he does, don't get angry. Don't do anything. First of all, consider the source. I understand that he's quite challenging. And then you wonder why. All you need to do after, however he gets in touch with you, and even if he doesn't, if he doesn't get in touch with you, you just simply say, Mr. Boom Boom, did you get the report? Yes. And if he doesn't say anything after that, simply say, you're welcome. And pause a little bit. And he'll look at you, and you're going to say, you're welcome. That's in reply to a genuine thank you. And I want all of you to remember that. People are so rude. Really so rude. I was at a supply store yesterday. I was at the copy department. And my project was just a tad involved. So a lady came up, and I looked at Matt, and I said, oh, if it isn't going to take long, go ahead and take care of her. She didn't even say thank you. As she was leaving with her purchase, I said, you're welcome. Now, that was twice this week. How rude has our society become? You're welcome. I let her forge ahead of me at my expense, time-wise. Not even a glance, not even a smile, not even a thank you. I wake up every morning thanking God. I just simply say, thank you, God. All day long, that is my mantra. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I don't even attempt. I just let people be who they are. If they resonate with me, fine. If they don't, then I release them. I clean house. You know, it's springtime. I do a mental cleaning. Well, this person, we don't resonate. Seems that I don't resonate with her or he, and he doesn't resonate with me. And when I email people that I haven't heard from in a long time and I want to reconnect, if they don't email back, I think we all have a little sadness, and you wonder, what did I say? Is it something I said? Is it something I did? And you really want to pick up the phone or you want to email back and say, well, how come you haven't responded? Don't. We don't know what that person is going through. And don't take it personally. And I always feel, well, if you don't want to be in my life, it's your loss. Because, you know, maybe we could learn from each other. Maybe we could grow from each other and really get what Dr. Seuss said. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. And remember, darlings, there's no one youer than you. I would love to have met Dr. Seuss. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country in the world, and locally and nationally. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And you could email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And remember, Kathy is spelled C-A-T-H-I. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And log on to my website, Kathy Watson Speaks, C-A-T-H-I. W-A-T-S-O-N speaks, speaks.com. Oh, yesterday's show. Oh, and the shows are archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com /Kathy Watson and click on April 1st. El Gordo, the fat one, the biggest lottery in the world. Imagine this little town in Spain. 294 people reside there. They all went to bed one night, woke up the next morning, and they were millionaires. And it was debt-ridden, their little countryside, debt-ridden. And most people go ballistics when they finally get money. And many of the billionaires are bankrupt within a couple of years because they don't have a sense of knowing is that money is just a change. It's an expression of change or transforming or transferring. And the mayorette of this little countryside said nothing has changed. Mm-mm. Where would we go? Why would we go? We're upgrading our country. This is our spot on earth. And we want it to be the best ever. They're helping each other. And they're rejoicing in their good fortune. What would you do if you suddenly became a millionaire? Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You know that all of the shows are archived. And I'd love to hear from you to find out just what is it that you want me to talk about. And there is so much. Don't remember I said that your life is a blank canvas. Come on, get your cup of coffee, get your morning coffee. Oh, well, let's just make a quick big yawn and a cat stretch. And this is the only time, the one time that you're in total control of your destiny. Gandhi said, happiness is when what you think, say, and do are in harmony. Why does it matter what other people think? As long as you really feel good about you. The power is within you. It defines who you are. Words offering reinforcement daily. Think about your thoughts, because your thoughts are formed by your choices. And you know that's your greatest power. And the words you use compose your thoughts. Your voice defines you, your character. It's like composing a symphony. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your identity, your signature, your branding. Your voice defines who you are. Your character. Do you really think you'd be listening to me much longer if I sounded like this? As we get older, we begin to slur our words. It's not loose dentures, it's a lazy tongue. I coach. I teach. Voice dynamics. The power of your voice. And your thoughts become words. And your words become action. Action becomes habit. Habit defines you, your character. And your character becomes you. We're habit driven. Now close your eyes. Be optimistic about the outcome of today's show. Because that's what it's all about. It's about you. And how optimistic are you? Is your half, your glass half filled or half empty? Now, just close your eyes and look on your mental screen. First of all, you're going to get rid of that cassette that's been playing over and over in your mind. Oh, yes, you are brilliant. You're brilliantly talented. And you can do anything you want because God has given you this talent. It could be God. It could be Buddha. It could be, even if you're an atheist, you know, I always tell atheists, you know, it's fine. Are you happy with who you are? Fine. But just remember this, you do believe in something. Oh, no, we don't. I said, oh, yes, you do. You believe in nothing. It's fine with me. I want all of you to think of just being role models. Stay in your own valley. No, stay on top of your own mountain. No. You could go down in the valley like Johnny Carson said, but you don't stay there forever and ever. But if you have to go into your little pity pot, it's okay, but then bounce up. Learn. Learn from what it is that life is challenging you for. Oh, I'm having some pretty strong challenges. And I said, yo, buddy. That's my fun name for God. Do I need all of this all at once? Can't you give me a break? And then he said, did you forget what Ralph Waldo Emerson said? A man is what he thinks about all day long. What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call-in number is 347-637-3789. And if you want to talk with me up close and personal, 847-882-8717. Now it is springtime. Yeah, well, it's still cold, but the sun is brighter and the days are longer. But everyone thinks of springtime as cleaning out the garage, cleaning out the closet, cleaning out your workroom, whatever, workshop. But let me tell you, darlings, it's time to clean house. And the attic that you're going to clean is your mind. And I want you to go and get a glass right now. Don't even fill it. I want you to look at it. How optimistic are you about the year 2014? Do you really think that it's going to be more productive than 2013? Look at that glass. I'm looking at mine, and it's half full. Now be with me here. No matter where you go, you collect beliefs. It's a habit. And we got to get rid of that. You've got to evaluate every thought. Is it a good habit or is it a bad habit? I'm not too cool in the morning. No television. And the only radio is Blog Talk. And I've already set the pace for today. I have to surpass myself. And by the way, in a couple of weeks, I will be doing a show on perfectionism. It either works for you or it does you in. Some of my beliefs are downers. They used to be. And some are, they really pick me up. Just like today saying April 2nd. The mantra, it's a motivational, I have this calendar on my desk. Listen to me. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with that little tiny baby step. And that's all you're going to take today is a baby step, and I want you to live in the now. It is the greatest of all mistakes to do nothing, because you can only do a little. Do what you can. How about a smile? How about a hug? So what are your beliefs? Are you optimistic about them? Are you still living in the past? Or have you borrowed hopes and desires from other people's dreams? They're not your dreams. They belong to them. You know, it's not always easy to know the origin of our beliefs, but... And you don't really recognize the harm they can do. Remember, I do listen to subliminal tapes. And you've heard me talk about this. One of the big shopping centers have ran music all day long, and subliminally it was, spend more money, spend more money. You know, they're like the little advertising jingles. They sneak around and disguise themselves as harmless tunes, but they harbor hate, greed, and much more pain than we perceive. Their only mission is to make us feel right while they deceive. And I do have a company that I work with, if you're interested. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, or you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. Let's clean house today. Get your pen and pad out. And while you're doing that, I want you to look in the mirror and tell yourself how brilliantly talented you are. And how do you look? How do you feel? Did I love? Did I matter? Did someone care? Did I care? You see, we humans need human touch. I loved Leo Biscaglia. He passed away several years ago. He said, we cannot live without touch. Oh, they did an experiment in Europe in one nursery. I don't think it lasted too long. But the little babies that were neglected or tossed aside or whatever, the ones that were held every day and coddled and told how much they were loved, they grew and they flourished. And the ones that just laid there in their crib didn't fare so well. I want you to organize your thoughts. What do you truly believe? And you're going to embrace the thoughts. These are the choices that really serve you. And then you're going to discard the ones that absolutely no longer serve you. So you have your morning coffee. And before, I really embrace optimistic thinking. Let me just share with you something that really caught my eye. I do have to read the newspaper. I stay on top. But this is from Sneed's column in Chicago Sun-Times, Wednesday, April 2nd. You could log on chicagosuntimes.com. And two interesting topics got me. Actually, three. And this first one is about President Obama. And this is an exclusive, and I'm going to read it verbatim. Catering to his needs. Forks up. Consider President Barack Obama's meal deal Wednesday at a private dinner for three in the back room confines of the popular Chicago Cut Steakhouse. The president will drink only water brought into the restaurant by his staff. The president's food can be cooked and served only by a naval steward. I don't know what that means. The president's menu will consist of USDA prime filet mignon or Chilean sea bass with a miso glaze. Will be brought in by a naval steward unless the restaurant's produce is pre-approved at some mysterious time before dinner, said a top meat source. Going to have two guests. Dinner mates are two former top White House aides, Mayor Rahme and David Axelrod. Oh, I think you needed to know this, that they're probably going to eat fish because Obama loves steaks. Did I make your day? The dinner is secret with Axelrod and Rahme, which is set to begin at 5:45 and end at 6:15 p.m., is prefaced by a 4:45 p.m. by a $32,400 a ticket Democrat National Committee cocktail party for 25 donors at Chicago's Cut, tossed by a financial wizard, I guess, Richard Price. I have no idea who that is. Then after dinner with Rahme and Axelrod, Obama heads to a $10,000 a ticket DNC dinner fundraisers for 55 people at the Lincoln Park home of major Obama donors, Friedman and Grace somebody. Sneed is told, the Secret Service was not happy with the confluence of water and road locations at the Chicago River Eatery. Oh, dear. And you wonder where your taxpayer money is going? So extra details of agents have been assigned to the event. And I know this is going to make your day. Only American wine is permitted to be served. Bottoms up. Jivia. Jivila. Now sit with that for a while. My goodness. Isn't it amazing how people just forget? Hey, have you forgotten the tax scandal about Sebelius and Geithner who, oh golly gee whiz, I forgot to pay my taxes. Have you ever been a nanosecond late with the IRS and they're pounding on your door? They got a slap on their wrist. Now, this is really going to make your day another lapse in memory. Scratch them. This is Pew News, P-E-W. Sneed Betts, the name of Atlanta's Roman Catholic Archbishop William Gregory, who hails from Chicago's South Side, is being erased from the Papal Punder's list of possible replacements for our ailing Chicago Cardinal Francis George. Our prayers are with him. Man, the translation. Archbishop Gregory is in hot, holy water. I hope you're sitting. Oh, dear, he apologized Monday. Following criticism from his flock for building a $2.2 million mansion for himself. In direct contrast to austerity principles set by Pope Francis. Oh, he forgot. Now, this is Archbishop Gregory, recently moved into a nearly 6,400 square foot mansion paid for with money from a large donation to the Archdiocese. Quote, Gregory said he would move if asked. And that was posted on the Archdiocese newspaper website. Oh, this is a holy man from the Holy Grail. Gregory said, oops. I failed to consider the impact on the families throughout the archdiocese who, though struggling to pay their mortgages, utilities, tuitions, and other bills, faithfully respond year after year to my pleas to assist with our ministries, with funding our ministries and services, he added. Oh, and this is where he made his holy confession. What I didn't stop to consider, and the oversight rests with me and me alone, was that the world and the church have changed, Gregory said. You see, most people really think they live an honest life because they've never been caught stealing. Oh, come on, give me a break. What's your take on this? And then more lunacy and indiscretion. Smoking kills. I've had so many die from lung cancer. It is more addictive, allegedly, than heroin. Well, now watch for Alderman Ed Burke in the 14th Ward and Will Burns, 4th. To introduce an ordinance Wednesday regulating, I don't believe this, the sale of liquid nicotine in refillable e-cigarettes, which is so terribly toxic. Nicotine is a drug. It could kill a child if accidentally ingested in small amounts. Ed Burke told Sneed. The toxic shot? Burke, who wants to cap the level of nicotine and place refillable nicotine packages in childproof containers, is citing a letter just sent to Obama. It was sent to him by the American Academy of Pediatrics, outlining and detailing the dangers. Don't you realize? 200 kids a day pick up a cigarette because they think it's so cool. Not too long ago, it was only 3,000. It's gone up. Do you have, you know, life is not a dress rehearsal. There are no do-overs. And you grasshoppers, all of you, I don't care what your age is. Every time I see someone inhaling a cigarette, it hurts my chest, my lungs. I've seen x-ray visions, x-rays, photos of people who are smokers. The lungs are black. They are black. Do you hear me? Why do you think that I climb for the American Lung Association? Oh, by the way, they're still accepting donations. You could call them at 312-781-1100 or email eventsshy@lung.org. My dear friend, colleague, mentor, Barb. Oh, how I miss her. Heavy smoker. The pack didn't leave the palm of her hand. I get a phone call. She's in the emergency room. And I said, well, how did you... Never mind, Barb, what's happening? If I don't get a lung transplant, I'm going to die. Fast forward, she pays five figures, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, for a lung transplant because insurance didn't pay for it. And she died. Is that going to be you? Could that be one of the first steps on the baby step that you're going to take to improve the quality of your life? Are you going to be optimistic that you could do it? Is your glass half full or half empty? Do you need help? Do you need a support system? We'd be delighted to help you. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And before I continue on with... optimism globally... Let's talk about something that, let me make you aware of something that's very close and dear to all of you in there. Con and scam artists. We need to expose them. It's pandemic. Doesn't matter what your age is. Could be 50, 60, 70, 80. They're pros at sweet talk. Promising a solution to a problem. Companionship for lonely hearts. You know, we're living longer, but we're not living smarter. I cannot believe the seniors who work their tushies off to get a nice bank account are just relinquishing to the fraud, the con, the scam. You won lotteries. I keep getting them all the time. No. It's your money. Why? And even the casinos send buses to the senior centers, to the senior homes, to bring the seniors to the casinos because they take care of them. They say, welcome, we're going to feed you, we're going to give you drinks, and we're going to take your money because, you see, I want to buy that jet plane. Are you dumber than dumb? You can't be a Forrest Gump. When they come to your door or through the mail, if you're that bored and lonely, volunteer. Oh, you don't drive? Oh, many organizations will pick you up. They'll get you coming and going. You know, someone comes to your door. Don't open it. We notice that your roof looks like it's falling in the back there, collapsing. I do roof repair. Let me in, or meet me in the backyard and let's check it out. And in the meantime, you fell for it, and someone comes in through the front door and robs you blind. Or this is what you do. You don't open the door. You don't do anything, but you say, listen, I'm calling the police. I'll let them come out, and if you're credible, then I will look at what you thought was jeopardy to our house. Honey, they will take off like a scared rabbit. They will take off like an Olympiad. What you do is call the police, call a family member. Above all, do not give out any personal information. No social security number, no nothing. Where you live, nothing. Get your pen and pad out. I'm giving you the fraud hotline. Thank you, ARB. 800-646-2283. Do you know that based on reports, victims who are 55 plus lose $3 billion a year, but the true rate is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. And this Seniors Beware PSA has been brought to you by celebrity authors. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. You could get the book through Kathy Watson. Log on Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. Oh, Steel Mill Mama, In Memoriam. Bonnie Brooks, your spirit is alive and rocking. She was possibly the oldest steelworking woman in the world. Read her amazing story in Choices. And then Rhea. In life, there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make, but the reality, you just gotta be you. Rhea's journey is inspiring. You'll experience the choices she made. Some that came back to embrace her, and others to bite her in the butt. Get the book Choices. Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes and Noble. Chuck Brazelton. What a stellar businessman. He provides our insurance for the apartment, the car. We've been with him for over 25 years. When you have filet mignon, why would you settle for ground beef, ground meat? I don't care. Whatever you call it. Read his story. It's in Choices. Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And then Reviva Labs. Ah. Oh, sidebar. There's a man feeding our ducks. Oh, great. Oh, here they come. Oh, bless his heart. Yeah, we feed them. Stefan Stressler. Started from humble beginnings and now to success. You have to read their stories. They're unbelievable. And then Lee Patrick, oh, my sassy, spicy entrepreneur extraordinaire. Oh, challenges never stopped her. She is going to achieve her goals. Her desire is to help all ages and spot improve their health and wealth. She was adopted. And she quit her corporate job in 1978, making $30,000 a year. Her husband didn't believe her. He said, turn around, Missy, go back. You women can't cut it. She said, that's all I needed, Kathy. And she built an extraordinary home-based business. And every month, her residual check is in the four figures. And then Sandy Hutchings, living in paradise, her dream. An ageless dynamic diva with panache, purpose, glamour, style. Her passion, ownership. And it's reflected in her Florida real estate investment, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island. You'll love her story. It's only 108 pages. It's a book that needs to be on your desk. It's inspiring. You'll laugh, you'll cry, but you'll embrace them for their guts. And then we have mobile drug testing. That's an on-site service created by Marilyn Pacella, another dynamic diva. She comes to you, saving you time and money. And she has a history of success and experience extraordinaire. Log on chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Brought to you in part by my stellar sponsors. Do you want to be part of the consortium? I don't know what your product, your service, what your act is. Give me a call, 847-882-8717. And they may be sponsors, but I really think of them as partners. Iron Workers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Log on, ironworkers.org. The mission and purpose is to educate you, to inform you, to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. They are college affiliated. And after 4 years, you don't have a big tuition paid to pay back to college funding. But if you're college bound, great. Make it the best years of your life because you could do that in ironworking too. Log on ironworkers.org. And remember, the CD is there. What a noble profession. Opens with the bombastic fanfare to the common man, Aaron Copland, and then transitions into just segues into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid swan-like movements of the swan. And don't think for 1 minute that studying the art of ballet body discipline is sissy. Nah, I don't think you have the guts and the strength. But prove me wrong. Go to a class. Check it out. And check out Ironworkers at ironworkers.org. If you're bored and lonely, it's by choice. Log on heparks.org and read about the Hoffman Estates Park District. They won the National Gold Medal for Excellence in 2009 and get acquainted with Rika Kov, the 50-plus director of that incredible consortium. Okay, 13 days to countdown, April 15th. You need a little assistance? You could call, email Greg McIntyre, our personal CPA, at ahtax@ameritech.net. And you do know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Check out revivalabs.com. Anger and stress releases toxins into our body. So Reviva looks at it at not only beautifying the skin, but treating it. revivalabs.com. Are you a survivor? Let me tell you about a very optimistic lady. Her glass is always half full. How optimistic is Edith Nam? She's a survivor of thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. Not all at once, but in doses. She's optimistically positive, energetic, and powerful. Toxic negative thinking is not in her formula for living life to the fullest. She's an author extraordinaire. Her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Log on www.enamm.com. Are you unhappy in your job? Don't take any action until you find what it is that you're happy at. See, I couldn't. I wasn't happy working for International Harvester many years ago. After 2 weeks, they thought maybe I should build my own business, which I did. I went home and I started Hats by Kathy while I was 25 years old. I didn't need a college degree. All I had was the desire that if I'm going to make any money, honey, I'm going to keep it, give whatever I have to the government, but I want it for me. Log on Letitia, LETECIA.myshackley.com. Did you have trouble paying your bills last month? Did you have more month than money? Do you really, you know, that fire in the belly desire to start your own business without investing huge capital? There is a way to fulfill all of that, your dreams, your goals, pay your bills, and you're learning about you. You're challenging yourself to grow, to be more authentic, to surface the authentic you, to uncover the authentic you. This is the year to reign supreme. Come on. Log on, LETECIA.myshackley.com and make it a family affair. Okay, are you optimistic? Is that glass there? Mine is half full, almost filled to the brim. And it's all by my choices. Now, this is what Reader's Digest says, optimism is Reader Digest's middle name. Not only is our glass half full, it's topped with cookie dough, ice cream, hot fudge, whipped cream, and a splash of Grey Goose. And the keys to a Porsche 918 Spyder still were no Pollyannas. So we reached out to thought leaders, authors, and experts in various fields to make our case. Some wrote from the heart while others thought globally. Some were serious, others funny, but they all agreed that 2014 will be a very good year. Well, what do you think? What do you think? According to them, they say hope makes a comeback. It has to be better because even with all the awful things in 2013, the Boston Marathon, floods in India, still, the world got over what? They got excited over what? Now, with all of the disasters, what in 2013 did the world really get excited about? The birth of a baby. A royal baby. But a baby. That's because hope, no matter how buried, wants to find the light of day and rises from within us until it does. And this is from Mitch, author of The First Phone Call from Heaven. But you know, I loved the pastor, the bishop, when he was introducing the royal baby. He said, look, all babies are royal. I want you to hear it from me. We're all royal. Oh, our heroes are coming home. This is from a librarian. I'm tempted to say because the U.S. government will have permanently shut down, but that would be cynical, and I'm trying to be less cynical as I get older. My godson, who serves as a helicopter pilot, and so on and so forth, the unit that got Osama bin Laden just returned home from yet another very dangerous tour of duty. It was his last overseas tour in harm's way. So 2014 will be better than 2013 because I no longer have to worry about my godson dying for his country. So who are you? Are you a Pollyanna who thinks and feels and exudes power, energy, and positive vibes? How do you see 2014? From your heart? Seriously? And maybe even funny? If we don't optimistically embrace hope worldwide, I don't care how buried hope is. It wants to find the light of day. And it only can rise from within us. We're all in this together. Think of us globally in this golden pot at the end of the rainbow. And all of our thoughts, all of our powerful energized, positive thoughts, that we have hope, we have fulfillment. And that's the power of the word, hope. It lives in you. It defines who you are. So today, is hope leading the way? Is your glass half full? It must be. Let me end today's topic with Gandhi. Happiness is when what you think, say, and do are in harmony. If you have hope, you have everything. Until tomorrow at 11, be in your best elements. Au revoir.